from the latest happenings on the diamond.
Look, this team, they will find a lot of ways to surprise you. And I think the fact of like how they got here, how they won so many games.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
I guess what lead feels safe to you as the Brewers wrap up the final month-ish of the year?
Clinched feels safe.
Yeah, at least 7 with 6 to play, something like that.
Yeah.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Century Foods. Win the ultimate baseball fan experience at Century Foods. Return the entry form found in the weekly ad to any Century by July 24th. Century Foods, the best meat in town.
We are thrilled to have Sophia Minert joining us this morning. Sophia, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Listen, we're doing really, really well, particularly because we are going to take credit for the announcement of the Packers playing in Brazil on Friday, September 6th. Do you want to know why?
I love that. Where is this going?
She's like sitting on the
edge. I have no idea.
Because Adam Schefter tweeted 10 minutes ago, Chew, the Eagles will play the Packers in Brazil Friday, September 6th, the day after the NFL season kicks off on Thursday night. And 1 hour ago, to quote, you know, SpongeBob, we prompted Adam Schefter to send the text, didn't we?
Yes.
He said he was going to send the text and find out. And he obviously got the information and put it out there. So I believe we deserve some credit for Adam Schefter putting the tweet out there confirming that the Packers will, in fact, play in Brazil on Friday, September 6th. Sophia, are you following my logic now?
Now I get it. Yes, you get the assist. Yes.
Awesome. And we will take it.
For the nudge, the assist for the nudge, for the text, for the confirmation, right? But I think that was the path.
It seemed like Jen was going for more than just the assist.
No, I'll take the assist. Assist goes in
it
the
seemed like you were just, no, you were just saying we're taking credit. You want the points. You don't want the assist. You want the bucket.
No, I'm okay with the assist. It's in the scorebook. Just as important. We'll be the Tyler Kolek. We need a few more assists. But
I was just going to make a point guard reference.
We need a few more in order to be the Tyler Kolek of the radio world, but we'll take the assist. So yes, that breaking news is Adam Schefter tweeting out that the Packers will in fact be the opponent for that Eagles game in Brazil the first week in September. All right, now I suppose we can get to baseball. Chew?
Sophia, did the national pundits, I know it's early, I know we're at most 12 games in, but did they get it wrong about this division? Because right now, every team is above 500, Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, mm-hmm. and Chicago off to a great start. You think at the end of the mm-hmm. day, they're going to say, you know what, the Central was better than we thought?
You know, I feel like we could probably have this conversation every season. And I think actually the division has evened out more probably within the last 3 years. And I would point specifically to the Cincinnati Reds and to the Pittsburgh Pirates. I think, you know, you always, and I think historically you've always pointed to like the Cubs, the Cardinals, and the Brewers, you know, especially the last 6-7 years, they're always going to be right there, I think. And now it's just really evened out because the Pirates have a lot of young talent. The Cincinnati Reds have a lot of young talent, I think. Obviously, it's all very early, but I think nationally, you know, too, it's like the National League West got so much attention because mm-hmm. of what the Dodgers did in the offseason, spending $1 billion. The Giants made a number of significant moves. The Padres have had really big payrolls, you know, over $200 million the past couple seasons. Like, that division is very top-heavy. But I agree with you. I think it's been kind of fun to see everybody start out well, and, you know, we'll see how it all shakes out in the end. But I do think the Central is probably the most balanced.
Sophia, Christian Yelich is back, right? Like, he's back.
Didn't you ask that last week?
Well, yeah, but he keeps hitting dingers.
Yeah, more dingers,
he's
Jen.
Hitting more dingers, Jen.
I'm just saying, you can't ask it every week, Gabe. Okay?
If he keeps hitting dingers,
can't
I can.
Keep going back to the well.
I can if he keeps hitting the dingers that he's hitting.
Well, in Gabe's defense, I feel like Brewers fans have been asking that question every week for, you know, the last
3 years,
4 years or whatever. So I don't think Gabe is alone in that. Look, yeah, I'm gonna keep saying the same thing. It's like power is there, hard contact is there. I saw a note yesterday that, again, small sample size territory, but right now it's like a career high for him in terms of barrel percentage, which is great. That's the indicator of he's swinging at the right pitches, he's making contact, like the best kind of contact, right? When it's barrel percentage, it's hard hit contact. Obviously, the home runs have been there. It's been a lot of multi-hit games. Obviously, run production. And, like, I think that's important because as much as we talk about the youth on this team, we were just talking about this on the podcast the other day, you still need your dudes to be the dudes in order to win. And so they need Christian Yelich to be a dude and Willy Adames and William Contreras and Reese Hoskins. And I think Reese will get there as he's working his way back from the injury. But Christian absolutely... just like he did last year, right? Like the production that he gave them last year, the great start that he's off to now, that's what this team needs, right? Because then it helps you absorb the ups and downs of what we know the younger players are going to go through.
Sophia, give me the 411 on Oliver Dunn. I feel like he's a guy that not a lot of Brewers fans know about. Do you think he could be a regular in the lineup going forward?
Yeah, I mean, he's forcing his way in there, it feels like, every day. And it's a cool story because he's a guy that, you know, he didn't come up with all of this, prospect rankings and all of that. He'd been in the Yankee system, then was in the Philly system. He spent essentially three seasons in AA, and he really only got 1 week, maybe it was like five games of AAA time in 2022. So he virtually skipped AAA and just kind of kept chipping away at time in AA. And then he had a really good spring training with the team. They had acquired him in the offseason from Philly. He's playing third base, which is a position he had not played a lot of. He's been primarily like at second base. So he and Sal Frelick, it felt like, were out there. They were just like attached at the hip doing early work and a million throws and ground balls and all of that over at third base. And he's done a really good job, you know, and he got the opportunity because of Garrett Mitchell's injury. But the at-bats have been quality. The defense has been pretty good. Murph has put him in the leadoff spot now three or four times. So it's been a really cool story to just see him take advantage of the opportunity.
Sophia, I saw that Wade Miley has already started throwing at Triple A Nashville. Is he going to be back soon? Everything go all right with that?
How about tonight? We like tonight.
Whoa!
If the weather cooperates here in Cincinnati, they're expecting a lot of rain today and tomorrow, unfortunately. But Wade's pretty aggressive with how, you know. First of all, he's 37. He knows himself. He knows his body. He had been dealing with the shoulder and the elbow stuff. In spring training, he did make that rehab start. Like you said, it was three innings. He was able to get the pitch count up to 55. And he's kind of just been forcing his way and told the staff, like, hey, I feel like I'm ready. I feel like I can pitch in a major league game and extend this a little bit more. So they'll obviously be conservative with what they get from him tonight. But 55 is kind of his foundation. Wade would tell you he could probably push it to 65 or 70, but he's really antsy to get back. So he was so antsy, in fact, that he pitched Friday night and then was on a 9:30 or 10 o'clock flight out of Nashville to get back and was back in Milwaukee in time for the day game on Saturday. Like, he really wants to be a part of this team, wants to be around, and we'll see. Again, hopefully the weather cooperates, but Wade should be on the mound tonight.
We knew coming into the season that Bryce Durang is fast. We knew that he was a good defender, but it was, can he hit enough? He's off to a great start. What do you think's fueled that early hot start for Bryce?
I think a lot of things. We talked about this last night. First of all, just experience, confidence. He's also a lot stronger. He put on 20 pounds in the off season, which he's got such a like wiry, you know, athletic frame that, you know, it really, when you saw him for the first time in spring training, it really like made an impression on you. So he's stronger. He thought that would help him offensively and also just kind of endurance for the season. he did a lot of work with his dad in the off season too. His dad has essentially been like a pseudo hitting coach for him his whole life. His dad, Brian, who was a major leaguer with Seattle. And it was just evening out the swing. It was just like evening out the bat path. And so what we're seeing now is it's better plate decisions. It's better ball strike decisions. It's way less whiff and chase rate. Like, those are way down for him. He's virtually doubled his OPS from what it was last season. So yeah, I think there's a lot of really good factors right there for Bryce, but I really do think that being in there every day helped him prepare so much more. Like, he just knows, like, all right, this is my zone. This is where my hits are. This is the contact I want to make. And again, it's a really good start for him. So he's setting himself up really well to have a really good season.
All right, Sophia, Brewers Reds tonight. Like you said, Wade Miley expected to be on the bump. And of course, the Brewers in a stretch now where they've got a game pretty much every day. So great to have Sophia Minert on, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy giving us the 411. Sophia, we appreciate you. Have a good one.
All right, have a good one.
All right, guys, in case you missed the breaking news this morning, it was announced just a few moments ago. The Packers will, in fact, be the team taking on the Eagles in Brazil on Friday, September 6th, the day after the NFL season kicks off on Thursday night. We will continue discussing that when we come back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. If you are a sports bettor, the place for you to be is Potawatomi Sportsbook. It is opening the first week of May. Have you marked your calendars yet? I've heard from people who have seen the space. It is spectacular. It is huge. It rivals the Vegas sportsbooks. So light up your senses at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com. And go ahead and mark your calendars for the first week of May to get to the Potawatomi Sportsbook when it opens.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There's a lot of sodas now that are prebiotic sodas as well.
They don't work. They're called poop. They're really called poop, I think. You buy them on Amazon.
I thought you were going to stop talking.
You got a lot of brust in you know that?
On 94.5 ESPN.